with him. No- Sorry. Hymn number 346. The acceptable time. Gather us, O God, around the cross of Christ. May the fruits of this tree feed the hungry. Into your hands, Almighty God, we place ourselves. Into your hands, incarnate Savior, we place ourselves.
Receive us and draw us back to you, that we may follow your steps.
Into your hands, O hovering Spirit, we place ourselves.
Take us and fashion us after your image. Let your comfort strengthen us and your fire cleanse us.
Into your hands, Almighty God, we place ourselves. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Creator God, you love us even when we are steeped in sin, when we cannot see the wickedness in the world or in ourselves. Guide us through this Lenten season to see your love in all of your creation. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Why I have bookmarks. The first reading is from Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The second reading is from Luke chapter 23. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that have never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Here ends the reading. So Monday was my first day here, and one of the first things that happened was Lydia handed me this bulletin and said, "Here's your readings for Wednesday." And I said, "Okay, easy enough. Wednesday meditation, I've done this before. Let's go see what the readings are. First, there's a psalm." Well, it's Psalm 1. It's kind of a boring psalm. Happy are they who are good, sad are they who are bad, the end. It's like, well, that happens. Let's go look at the gospel. The gospel's always full of wonderful things. And I might have said a bad word as I read the gospel and said, okay, it's Jesus telling the women that they'd be happier if they couldn't have kids. Wednesday. So I went back to the psalm. Actually, it's funny, the commentaries I currently use didn't even have a commentary on that Luke gospel because it's difficult. It's a hard one. So I went back to the easy and happy psalm, and I did some reading, and I did some praying, and it's a good psalm. It's the first psalm in the Bible. It was probably written after all of the other psalms were written, when they were all put together in this one book, this one song book, to introduce the psalms. To say, okay, here's what you're reading. You know, introduction in a book. Get you an idea of what you're in for. And it's generally good. The world is full of those who are following God and those who are not. Happy are they who follow God, who meditate on the word, who maybe read this Psalter, this book that we're reintroducing. And sad are those who don't. But the reason it doesn't sit well with me is we all know that the world is not that black and white. It's not just good people and bad people. It's not obvious who is the one prospering and who is the one not. We know that people who are incredibly faithful, who follow God's rules, follow God's laws, who love God with all their hearts, have tragedy happen to them. And we've all had some person in our past who seems to always be breaking the rules, always be not on the right path, and have everything handed to them. This psalm shows the world as black and white, as simple, as easy to understand. But it also says, meditate on the law of the Lord. Read through, think through all of the 150 psalms to come. I guess 149. Because the rest of those psalms, they aren't simple. They aren't easy. In just a week and a half, we'll read Psalm 22, the one that Jesus prayed on the cross when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In the psalms, there are cries of grief. There are feelings of wonderment. There is joy and there is pain. There is hope for the forgiveness of sins and hope that God will smite your enemies. All of these human, deeply normal emotions are in the Psalms. And if we meditate on them, if we study them, we sing them, we pray them, we come before God with all of our whole complex created selves. This is the world God created, not one that is simple, not one that is black and white, clear cut. You do the right thing, good things happen to you. The world that God created is beautifully complex. It is sometimes hard. It is sometimes joyful. We all feel a hope for forgiveness. We all feel joy in God's presence. And sometimes, most of us probably want God to smite an enemy or two. Even knowing that God won't. In this season of Lent that we find ourselves, we take time to meditate. We take time to think about our world. Because we in our very selves are not all good or all wicked, as this first psalm might have us think. We all carry sin within us, and we all live in a world that has sins that are so much bigger than any one of us. And in this season of Lent, we take time to face those head on, to confess, to repent, to live in God's love and try to do better. But every season of Lent, we know Easter is coming. So we take this time. We meditate on the law of the Lord. And we realize just how complicated and beautiful and difficult sometimes we all are. I think Jesus knew this too in Luke when he was speaking to those women. Walking to his own death, too weak even to carry the instrument of torture that would be his reason for death. Things weren't simple and black and white then, just like they aren't now. But God is still there. And we know that God walked to that cross in order to save us, out of deep and abiding love for us that does not change. And so this week I invite you to meditate on the law of the Lord and meditate on the deep complexity of every one of us, beautifully created by God and beautifully not simple. And as we walk closer and closer to that Good Friday and Easter morning, rest in the knowledge that God loves us, every deep and complex place of us, to the point that God would go to the cross to save us. Amen. Continue now with our prayers. Please stand. Lord of all life, when we cannot see the beauty of your creation, when we neglect the poor, the sick, and the grieving, when we ignore the cries of injustice in our midst, when we are hardened against our neighbor, when we are closed to the grace that you long to give us, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
And now, gathered into the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord of peace give you peace at all times and in all ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We continue with our closing hymn.